From KXCI Tucson, this is Thesis Thursday. Thesis Thursday is a program where we invite our friends from the University of Arizona to come on down to the radio station. We sit for a while and we talk about what they're working on in school. I ask them about their plans for the future, and we even talk a little bit about music. Back in the studio this week is Ayumi Pottinger. Hi, Ayumi. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Oh, pretty good. It's nice to see you again. Yeah. So what's been happening at the U of A since we last talked?
Well, I started a new project. I went from ischemic stroke to Parkinson's disease research. Parkinson's is a neurodegenerative disease, and it's caused by the death of this type of neuron in your brain that makes dopamine. And so you need dopamine to do things like move, talk, have emotional well-being, things like that. And so with Parkinson's, you lose this dopamine supply and you have extreme motor dysfunction over time. So we are looking at a treatment. Parkinson's has no cure. It's treated with levodopa, but levodopa over a long time has its own set of side effects. So we're making a treatment for the treatment.
Levodopa, that sounds like something that would increase dopamine.
Yeah, exactly. It's the precursor molecule to dopamine. It's the gold standard treatment, but it doesn't work so well after 5 or so years. Most people start to develop this dyskinesia, and that is oftentimes worse than the Parkinson's itself.
Dyskinesia, is that kind of like a tolerance or resistance to the levodopa, or is it just a completely different thing?
Nobody's exactly sure the mechanism, but what happens is you need to keep your dopamine a certain level to stay away from Parkinson's symptoms. Or there's a point where if you go above that in dopamine, you get levodopa-induced dyskinesia. And over time, those two levels get smaller and smaller, so you need a perfect balance to stay out of that area.
So it's like the window closes.
Exactly.
If you're on levodopa, year one, things are going better. But by year 5, it's tenuous.
Yeah, you start to develop the dyskinesia, and it can be really debilitating. People will stop wanting to take levodopa, but they can't because they have Parkinson's.
What happens to you when you have dyskinesia?
It is a severe motor dysfunction. There will be a lot of tremors. A lot of the symptoms that people typically associate with Parkinson's, they're seeing levodopa-induced dyskinesia.
So what's going on in the lab?
We're using an anesthetic called ketamine to treat levodopa-induced dyskinesia. So this is a hot topic right now. It's shown great results in treating depression, neuropathic pain, PTSD, and so they are testing it in Parkinson's as well. We've had very promising results. So what I'm doing is looking at what the microglia do during a ketamine treatment.
Could you remind us what microglia is?
And microglia are the immune cell of the brain. They're kind of like Pac-Man, and they eat up things that shouldn't be there. They might be eating up things on your neurons called dendritic spines. And if you have too many of those, you have too much of a signal when your neurons send messages to each other. So we think that the ketamine is encouraging microglia to gobble up those dendritic spines. It's a fine balance, and we think the ketamine encourages microglia to keep that balance.
Balance is important everywhere you go.
Absolutely.
What are your plans for after you graduate?
So I'm graduating this May, and in the fall I'm going to start a PhD program at the University of Washington.
Washington?
Yeah. I can study anything I want from an engineering perspective. So I'm really interested in infectious disease, and I found labs where I can do exactly that. I think that's important because as medicine becomes more advanced, we're going to need to integrate technology and our understanding of basic science to make the best treatments we can.
Do you ever listen to music?
Yes, I do. Currently, I'm taking a ballet class, so I have been listening to a lot of Tchaikovsky and Stravinsky, the famous ballet composers, which is different from my usual indie rock, so.
Yeah, you gotta have a balance.
Yes, in everything.
Yeah, especially in ballet.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for coming to KXCI.
Thank you for having me.
Thesis Thursdays is produced right here at KXCI Tucson, with generous support from our listeners. For more information about this and other programs, visit kxci.org.